Carver said, you know, the best is yet to come.
North Mahaska Warhawks football. We're getting ready. We got about 4 minutes to kick off. They're introducing the seniors, the senior cheerleaders, the senior statisticians. Here's the last home game for these seniors. The last time they're gonna strap on the helmets and the shoulder pads here in New Sharon, North Mahaska High School. Again, you're listening to Friday Night Lights. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell out of Oskaloosa. We've been bringing you the action all year. North Mahaska Warhawk football team looking to end the season on a couple high notes as we've got Pleasantville here this evening. Our last home game, we're going to be traveling to Southeast Warren to take on the Southeast Warren team next week, a Southeast Warren team that's been beat up for a lot of the year. And, you know, the North Mahaska Warhawks have definitely had their fair share of whooping so far here this year. But me and Touchdown Tommy, we're getting set up. We got about 4 minutes to go before kickoff. Again, they're introducing the seniors. It's the last home game for the senior group. We're going to go through and we'll give you the update. And you're listening to KIIC feed number 6. We want to thank KIIC for having us on here this season. My name is Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent. All our sponsors, we want to thank. We want to thank Windstream. We want to thank Pro Row Antiques of New Sharon. I want to thank McGriff's of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry out of Oskaloosa, American Cleaning, Jim Miller, Medicap Pharmacy, Brian Seed Company, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture out of Oskaloosa, Community First Credit Union, Maple Ridge for Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa, East Market and Grocery, Cargill of New Sharon, and Proline Building Company. Again, we're bringing you all the North Mahaska Warhawk football 2013 edition. We're coming to you live, week number 9, a balmy 45 degrees as we were getting out of the truck tonight. Tommy showed up in his Carhartts and his sock hat. We've definitely had a little bit of everything so far this year. We've had warm nights, like that night of the GMG. We got there and had too many clothes on.
Yeah.
We've had chilly, windy nights. Tonight, if the wind's going to lay, I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a lunar eclipse at 6:50 tonight, and I don't think we're going to see that tonight.
Well, a little bit of haze, overcast, almost some fog setting in as we were coming up Highway 63. North Mahaska, looks like Pleasantville wins the toss. The Trojans go ahead and defer to the second half. So North Mahaska is going to elect to receive the kickoff to start this game here in about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And we're honoring the seniors their last home game here. Justin Richards, quarterback. Brock Polpeter, number 24 on the defensive side. We'll be calling his name quite a bit like we have all season. Aaron Boonder, number 40. Another senior on the team. Alex Schultz, lineman. Taylor Legbold. Again, looks like they finally got the numbers figured out here in the program as the first couple games of the season we called Van Wielden, freshman Van Wielden. We called his name quite a bit. I'm sorry, junior Van Wielden. Taylor Legbold, senior there. And then Chase Kohler, number 85, the receiver. Those are your 6 seniors on this Warhawk team as they look to go out in big fashion here. Their last home game, like I said, this is the last time these seniors are going to put the pads on here at a home game.
Yeah, you know they're going to want to leave the stadium with a win.
Yep, going to want to
last
leave
time
this
played.
Last. Last home game, number 7, Taylor Waddle, W-A-D-L-E, Tyler Waddle, number 7, back to kick for the Trojans. I had to look that up this week, Tommy. I looked it up, made sure I knew what the mascot was before we got here. So.
Oh, that's good.
It's 7 o'clock in the first quarter. Waddle's up. He's got a kick.
Nice kick.
Good kick. Coming up, number 13, Hibbler, takes about the 15, makes it up past the 20, the 25. Pushes his way, a little bit of a scrum, up past the 30. They're going to give him 4 progress.
About 33, 34.
33, good return for Hibbler. That's a good kick by Waddle.
Waddle or Waddle?
What's that?
Waddle or Waddle?
What did the PA, did he say Waddle? It's L-E, so if I'm pronouncing it wrong, somebody text me or...
I'm up and smack him in the back of the
head. Yeah, if you're listening here at the game, come up and tell us, so... Ball near side of the field, the North Norman has the Warhawks, and they're all red. Richards with Stockdale and Rutledge behind him. Richards takes the snap. Hannah's going to be left side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be hit the line of scrimmage and fall forward.
About a gain of one.
Pick up about one on the play. Going to bring up a second and nine. Again, you're listening to First Quarter Action on Friday Night Lights 2009 as Tommy is down in his Super Nachos.
Again.
We even tried to hurry to get here. Like I say, folks, the best $4 you're going to spend all week with Super Nachos at the North Mahaska game.
They're good, even cold.
Two backs behind Richards. Handoff's going to be to the up back Rutledge. Rutledge is going to go off right tackle. Up past the 35 to the 36. Going to give him a pickup of two. Going to bring up a third long for the Warhawks. Getting the Warhawks in their red pants and red jerseys. We haven't seen this all red look yet this year for the
Warhawks. I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good look. A lot of red out on the field. Ball in the middle of the field. Warhawks traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. Two backs behind Richards. Yes, they're going to fake the handoff to the back of Rutledge. Richards is going to keep it around right side. He's going to make it up past the 45, the 50. Beyond midfield. Great pickup by Richards.
49, 48 of the Trojans.
They're going to make it. He did make it into Trojan territory. It's going to mark the ball down the Trojans 49. First and 10 Warhawks with 10:41 to go.
I hope we can keep this up all game. You know, just keep moving the ball down the field.
They've had a tough time doing that. You know, that Pekin team came in here a couple weeks ago, and then Linville Sully last week just had a hard time getting anything going. Ball near side of the field, Rutledge and Stockdale behind Richards. And now it's going to be left side. Stockdale's going to be met in the backfield, spun away from two defenders, and he's going to get back up to the line of scrimmage. He was originally stopped in the backfield, would have been a loss of about six on the play, but was able to get away from two defenders in this Pleasantville team and make it back up to the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play, but he worked hard for the 6 yards that he got. A little chilly weather. Still a lot of Warhawk faithful here tonight. That's at game time. We're about 45 degrees. Richard's going to take the snap, take the handoff to Rutledge. He's going to pitch outside to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it up past the 45 and be knocked out of bounds. They're going to mark him inside the 40. That's going to be enough for a first down for the Warhawks. As they fake the handoff to Rutledge coming off the right side, and Richards was able to get outside the tackles. And there he pitches to Stockdale. Stockdale's able to get some good yards.
Yeah,
I got a 10, close to 11 on the play.
I kind of like this option play that they're doing. It's been working for them so far.
Last couple of weeks, they've had a hard time just getting outside the tackles. This time, they're going to pitch it out left side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to cut it upfield. It's going to be mad, a little bit of a scrum, but he's going to pick up about 6 yards. Down inside the 35. They're going to mark him down about the 32. You call that the 32, Tom?
Yeah, I call that 32, 33, somewhere around there.
Pick up a 5 for Stockdale as they ran that pitch off the far side. Warhawks having no trouble moving the ball so far. Two backs in behind Richards. Man in the slot. Kohler wanders out near side here. And now it's going to be Rutledge, the up back. He's going to jump off left side and be met at the line of scrimmage and driven down. It's going to bring a third down. It's going to bring a third and 5. No gain on the play. So third and 5 for the Warhawks. 8:45 to go. First quarter action, Friday Night Lights on KIIC feed number 6. You're listening to Touchdown Tommy and your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell. Ball's on the far side of the field, wanders near side. Wartell goes in motion, Rutledge. And now it's going to be the Stockdale off the right side. He's going to follow the lead block by Rutledge. Going to make it down close to the 25. We'll see where they spot this one. He made it up past the 30. They're going to mark him down right about the 26, call it the 27. And they're going to go ahead and give him a first down. Not even going to measure that one. The referee came up, took a look at it, and went ahead and gave it to him. So, Warhawks' first drive of the game, they are moving the ball quite easily here. Ball on the near side of the field, first and 10. Ball sitting on the Trojan 27-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wanders out near side, Bortel in the slot. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge as Stockdale gets out the lead block for him. He's going to make it down close to the 20. They're going to call him right at, mark the ball right at the 20-yard line. So pick up the 7 on first down as they hand it off to the up back, but then Stockdale from the running back position was able to get in front of him and get a lead block and give Rutledge some room to run. So second short, going to call 2nd and 3 with 7:27 to go in the first quarter. No score. Bring you first half action.
That's good. Yep.
All three, Ortell, Rutledge, and Stockdale were in behind Richardson. The offensive line didn't move, but all three of the guys in the backfield moved as Richards came up to the line with a hard count. So it's a procedural penalty.
2nd and 8.
Rams, 2nd and 8. Ball sitting on the 25-yard line. 7:13 to go in the first quarter. Stacked eye behind Richards. Rutledge, Bortel, Stockdale. They're going to run the left side. Stockdale's hit in the backfield and knocked down.
Maybe a gain of 1.
Yeah, they're going to mark him. Oh, they're going to put the ball just right in front of the. So the ball moved from behind the 25 to just in front of the 25. So
hey,
give me a yard on the stat sheet. It's a very short yard.
Hey, I said a gain of 1. I didn't say 1 yard or 1 foot.
Yes, very true. Very true. We can see a little bit of the moon as we face off to the east here, but hay is starting to set in on this cool fall evening. So Wishbone in behind, going to fake the handoff, and the handoff's going to be inside to Bortel.
Nice run by Bortel.
Bortel makes it down about the 22. They need to get down to the 14 for a first down, so that's going to bring up 4th down and...
4th and 6.
4th and 6 is what I call. Good call, Tommy.
I'm cheating.
You just watching the scoreboard to see what they update?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Very true. Very true. So 4th and 6, ball sitting on the 23, 6:02 to go in the first quarter. Offset eye behind Richards, Bortel in the slot. They're going to fake the handoff. Pass going to be intended for Kohler, and ball incomplete.
Yeah, Bortel open in the flat right at the first down marker.
Ball falls incomplete on 4th down, so that's going to turn the ball over to the Trojans as North Mahaska was moving the ball pretty handily, and then the procedural penalty to put them in a 2nd long position, and they turn it over on downs. Pleasantville is going to take over with 5:52 to go in the first quarter. 1st and 10, ball sitting on the 23-yard line. Kind of a broken play. He had that pass intended for Kohler, but Kohler had a guy almost wrapping him up before.
He had a guy sitting right on top of him.
Pleasantville pitch is going to be near side. It's going to be a reverse. They look like they got a pass. There's a man open, and there's a flag on the play.
Could be pass interference on Richards.
Zed Adrian, quarterback of this Pleasantville Trojan team, a little pitch out far side, and he pitched it back to the receiver on this side. And then Adrian was streaking down the field with the penalty. They're going to call pass interference on one of the Warhawk defenders. Penalty stops the clock with 5:45 to go in the first quarter.
That defensive holding was on Richards.
So Richards marked there for the defensive holding. 10-yard penalty sets up the Trojans for 1st and 10, ball on the 33. Adrian in the pistol formation. Handoff's going to be left side. It's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and drug down. Great play. The Warhawk defense, that was Hibbler in on the stop. It's Brock Busick, sophomore running back for this Trojan team.
Andrew Gumont made the initial hit.
Gumont in on the stop, and then
Hibbler
was able to pull him down. Ball near side of the field, 2nd and 9, ball sitting on the 34-yard line. 3 receivers set for the Trojans. Snap, they're going to affect the handoff. Man, the backfield drug down. Leo Summer 9, Stockdale.
Yep, you are through
with a quarterback sack.
That's the first and second time we got a sack all season.
We haven't had many of those to be very cheerful about, but on the sack, that's going to be loss of close to
8.
8 on the play. Going to put up 3rd and 18 for the Trojans. Ball sitting on the 26-yard line. Great play by Stockdale to get in the backfield. They faked the handoff, was looking to pass, and just didn't have time to even set something up. four-receiver formation for the Trojans. Three receivers out far side. Ball's going to be thrown deep. Intended for Bortel. Interception. Number 12, Jacob Bortel, turned it out just in time and was able to intercept the ball. The Trojans are going to get the ball back, first and 10, on their own 43-yard line.
Pass is intended for Patrick Sheehy.
Sheehy, the number 82.
Yep.
Patrick Sheehy.
You know, learning all these people's names, kind of. I hate to.
Hey, great play by Bortel, though. He turned around just in time. Ball near side, got a three-back eye in behind Richards. I think they're going to get,
False start or.
Zeb Williams on the left side of that line jumped a little early. So that's going to back it up first and 15 for the Warhawks.
That's the second penalty.
Second penalty on this Warhawk offense. Zeb tried to get started a little early on the play. Great play by Bortel, though. He turned around just in time, made a diving catch for it.
That was a great play. Good defense.
Good defense. Bortel out near side here. Stack dive behind him. Handoff's going to be fake the handoff to the up back Rutledge. He's going to pitch back to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it up past the 40. Close to the 45. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 45, so pick up close to 7.
I'd agree with you on that.
PA announcer is going to call it second 9. I'll call it second 8.5. I'll let him round up on it.
Well, PA announcer said second and 9, and the scoreboard
says 8. So we'll call it second 8. Ball sitting on the 44, just shy of the 45. Ball near side. Bortel, the receiver, near side. You know, it's going to be the up back Rutledge. He's going to make around the right side. Oh, ball comes out. Ball comes out, and a Pleasantville defender picks it up. But the ball was fumbled by Rutledge right as he passed the 45-yard line. Trojans retain, pick up the ball. The man runs out of bounds. So first and 10 for the Trojans. Ball sit on the North Mahaska 43-yard line, 42-yard line.
You know, you get an interception, and two plays later, you fumble the ball.
Mm.
That's going to be
momentum. Momentum for the Warhawks was right there.
Yep.
Pleasantville takes over first and 10. Pleasantville run kind of a little pistol formation with two backs. Handoff's going to be the right side. He's going to make it off right tackle.
Hibbler.
Number 21, Busick.
Hibbler on the stop.
Hibbler on the stop for the Warhawks. He picked up about 3. Going to bring up second and 7 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
You know, this defense is actually looking pretty good tonight, making some big plays, big stops.
Interception, a sack so far, and not able to capitalize. In pistol formation, two receivers, one both sides. Now it's going to be the up back.
33.
He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Number 33, Mac Moore. As Mac Moore is going to lose a yard on the play. Going to bring up 3rd and 8 for this Trojan team. Polpeter, did I hear him call Polpeter on the stop? For
yes, you did, and there's a couple other ones on there.
Polpeter, one of the seniors. This is senior night at North Mahaska. We're inside 4 minutes. We're getting down close to about 3 minutes to go. No score in this one, 0-0. Pleasantville getting the ball back after a fumble.
3rd and 8.
Man in the slot, receiver both sides. Goes in motion, Mac Moore. He's going to come back to pass. They're going to jump up, and they're going to get him in the backfield. Another sack for this Warhawk defense.
58 and Polpeter.
Yeah. Austin Lanphier and Polpeter in on the south for the Warhawks. Great play. And that's going to bring up 4th down. Loss of 3 more in the play. 4th and 11 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Great play as you can see Stockdale on the other side jump up as he got ready to pass. He tucked it, thought about throwing it again. They're back to punt. Got nobody deep right here.
Nice punt.
Punt is up. North Mahaska had nobody.
Oh.
This ball's going to check up about the 5-yard line.
That was a nice punt.
Punt.
That was a good
punt. Patrick Shee, great punt. As he kicked that thing, it landed at the 5, hopped straight up, and the Pleasantville defenders were able to cover it up before going in the end zone.
Yeah. North
Mahaska's going to take over 1st and 10. Their own 5-yard line.
This evening, before you came and picked me up, I was watching ESPN's Top Knot plays. top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a goal that was scored. Hit the crossbar, went straight up, then right back into the goal.
That's kind of reminding me. That kick there, it landed right straight on the five. You couldn't have, I can't even check a golf ball that well. So North Mayasco is going to come out in a stacked eye. You've got Rutledge, Fortell, Stockdale in the three-man eye right behind Richards. First and 10, ball on the five-yard line, 2:17 to go in the first quarter, no score. Richard's going to keep it, run off right side. He's going to make it up past the 5, close to the 10. Quarterback keep, he's going to keep pick up about 5 on the play.
Hey, he never went down.
He was stacked up, and I don't think he was moving any further. Because we're down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score.
Second and 5.
Cool October evening. North Mahaska High School.
You know, I got to say, the moon, that's a Halloween moon right there.
Yep, we're a couple weeks away from Halloween. In a stacked eye, Rutledge, Fortell, Stockdale in behind Richards. Two tight ends for the Warhawks. And now it's going to be the Stockdale near side with two lead blockers. He's going to try and get away, and he's not going to do it. He's going to be drugged down to the backfield. I believe that was Sheehy, then on the stop for the Trojans.
Yeah, that's
going to be just short of the 10-yard line. He's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Warhawks. No gain on the play. A lot of big games in the area tonight. We've got BGM,
Montezuma
tonight. We got Oskaloosa at home against Pella, a battle for that district.
Number 1 versus number 2 in that district.
Yes. Three-man eye behind Richards. Comes up to the line with a hard count. And that's going to be Stockdale with two lead blockers. Stockdale going to
first.
Pass the 15. Down at the 16 and up for a first down for the Warhawks. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tommy's going to pull up his Thunderbolt app and check some of the area scores.
You know, on Wednesday night at Awanas, I had a couple people ask me, hey, what app do I need to download? I said the Thunderbolt app. So
Thunderbolt app, you get 9 different high school football games on Friday night. Plus, all week, you can listen to KIIC radio directly from your device. Stack dive behind Richards, quarterback keeper Richards off the right side. They're going to mark him just short of the 20, the 19-yard line, so a pickup of 1. Get ready to go. Might have one more play before this first quarter runs to an end. We're down about 20, right inside 20 seconds to go.
The only thing I got on the scores is Wayne, 13, Seymour, 0.
13-0, Wayne at Florida.
And that's and final, forfeit.
I think, and that's going to be left side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be drugged down in the backfield.
No gain.
Loss of about 4 on the plays. They drug him down about the 15-yard line. That's going to be the last play of the first quarter. Two pretty evenly matched teams here, the Pleasantville Trojans and the North Mahaska Warhawks. We're going to go to the second quarter, 0-0. When we come back, it's going to be 3rd and about 12. We'll see where they marked it down. They did give him 40 progress to about the 16, 17-yard line. So
I think last week,
3rd and about 11.
Seymour.
Have you updated your app recently?
Yes.
That's one thing we learned early on. There, that first quarter is brought to you by Crowro Antiques. It's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it. Crowro Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon. And McGriff's of New Sharon for all your farm and home projects. Think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard heavy duty wood posts, including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa, proud to support the New Sharon High School Athletics. And one more, Gardner Collier Jewelry, sponsoring that first quarter. Gardner Collier, the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, antler bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in the Tumwater. We get set to kick off the second quarter. Warhawks is going to have it 3rd and 10.
3rd and 9.
I'm showing the down marker is a 3rd and 10. Ball down about their 16-yard line. Three-man eye behind Richards. Handoff's going to be near side to Stockdale. He's going to make it up close to the 20. Mark it down at the 21. pick up a 6 on the play. That's going to bring up a 4th down for the Warhawks.
4th and 5.
4th and close to 5. No score first quarter. This has been about one of the most evenly matched first quarters we've had so far.
Well, besides that North English game.
Yeah, North English game, we were up at halftime. We haven't been able to see much. Sheehy back to receive the kick from Richards. Richards standing about his own, just inside his own 10-yard line. Good snap. Richards comes out. Kick is up. Good.
Hot punt.
Sheehy backs up, picks up the ball out midfield, makes it up to the 45. Close to the 40. He's going to cut near side. He's going to go all the way.
It's coming back, though.
It's coming back. We've got a flag on the far side of the field.
I think it's blocking the back receiving team.
There's laundry on the field. We're going to see what the official motions here, but that would be the natural motion that an illegal block. Got an official standing about his about the Trojan 40-yard line.
I think that's what I saw.
Yep, illegal block on the Trojans. So the 50-yard punt return for a touchdown is going to come back due to penalty. And the Trojans are going to take over first and 10 right around midfield, I believe. We'll see. This is a spot foul, so 10 yards from the spot.
So it would be about the 40? Their own 40?
The penalty was at their own at the Warhawk 40. Yep, so right around midfield. They're going to put the ball right at midfield, the midfield mark. It's 11:08 to go in the second quarter. No score here. North Mahaska Warhawks and Pleasantville Trojans. Pleasantville's going to take over first and 10, ball at midfield. Great kick by Richards as he was standing on his 10. You've kicked the ball on some cold nights. Sometimes it's kind of...
It hurts your foot.
Yeah, that ball gets a little hard with that cold wind. So Adrian behind in the pistol formation, single back. Pitch is going to be near side. Michael's there to return him, and stacked up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 1. Hibbler was there. Legvold was there. Great play by Higler to control the near side, turning back, and Hibbler was there to finish him off.
Dumont was even there.
Dumont in on the play as well. Another freshman on the defensive side of the ball for the Warhawks. Going to bring up 2nd and 11, loss of a yard, 10:43 to go in the second quarter. Ball midfield, Trojans traveling left to right as you face your radio. 3 receivers set near side, 1 receiver far side. Adrian with a single back behind him in the pistol. Man in the backfield goes in motion. Oh, and he makes the catch. He's going to make it up past the 35-40.
Cole Peter
able to drag him out of bounds. But now before he picks up a first down, a pickup of almost 20, marked out of bounds at the 32.
I think Cole Peter whispered in his ear, "You ain't running away from me."
Cole Peter able to track him down, but not before 21, Brock Busick. Brock Busick was the lone back behind Adrian in the backfield. He went in motion to the far side. Little swing pass or wheel route, I think, as they call it. And able to pick up close to 20. First and 10, ball marked on the 32. Adrian in the pistol. He's going to hand off to Busick. Busick off left side. He's met by a good chunk of the Warhawk defense, driven back after a pickup of 2.
The defense?
Defense. My lips are starting to freeze. Busick picked up 2 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd and 8. We're inside 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. No score. Trojans and Warhawks, Friday Night Lights, week number nine. It's hard to believe we've been doing this for 9 weeks, Tommy.
Oh, 10.
No, this is game number 9.
Is it?
Man goes in motion. That's Busick to the left side. Got a man cutting across the middle of the field. Pass is complete. It's a 10. He's going to take that in. That's number 82, Sheehy.
Yep, Sheehy.
As they ran that same wheel route play, running Busick out of the backfield, and Sheehy ran a little post, cut across, caught the ball about the 10, and nobody between him and Pater. Puts the Trojans on top, 6-0, 9:29 to go in the second quarter.
I think Portell is looking for that little wheel route pass and left.
They got burned on it once. His help came up to help on that, and then left him Sheehy open over the middle of the field.
Hope nobody's back there. Kick is up.
Kick is up. Kick is good. Number 7, Tyler Waddle.
Waddle. However you want to say it.
Waddle adds on the extra point. That puts the Trojans up 7-0 as the Trojans took 3 plays from midfield to go 50 yards and score with 9:29 to go in the second quarter. Trojans lead this one 7-0 as they get ready to kick this one off. I want to thank our second quarter sponsors. Our second quarter brought to you by American Cleaning and Jim Miller. American Cleaning is your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire or water, damage from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call, 641-660-8358. And Medi-Cal Pharmacy, Michelle Heidebrink there in Oskaloosa, they're knowledgeable and professional and caring. The staff knows me and I know them, and they know my medications and my health care history. They take time to answer my questions, and I know they care. That's Medi-Cal Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. The second quarter brought to you by Medi-Cal and Jim Miller and American Cleaning. Wadley. Wadley, there we go.
Wadley?
That's what they said in the PA. I'll buy that. Wadley set the kick. Stockdale Fortell. Line drive kick. Checks up. Stockdale able to pick up after 15. Make it up past 20, 25. Going to be drugged down.
About 26.
That's the 26. You're going to bring up first and 10 for the Warhawks. Hibbler was back there with Stockdale, not Fortell. Hibbler.
It's okay. The two does look like a three at times.
It's far enough away for me. It kind of looks like a two. So Warhawks going to get first and 10 with 9:23 to go here in the second quarter. Wind is not really picking up, but there's enough there to let you know it's there. Chilly Friday evening. Offset, Ivine Richards, Fortell in the slot, wanders far side. You know, it's going to be up back Rutledge. He comes off left side. Going to make it up past the 30. Mark him down about the 31.
Gain of four.
Four on the play. Going to bring up second and six.
Four or five.
I'm going to call it four. I'll give him four. Inside 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Trojans leading this one 7-0. Offset, I'm behind Richards. Ball far side of the field. The Warhawks traveling right to left. You face your radio. Pitch is going to be near side to Stockdale. He's going to make it around the corner. He's going to head for the sidelines. He's going to be drug down. He's going to make it up past the 35, close to the 40. Going to make mark him short of the 40. And they're going to blow this one dead, and they're going to measure.
Nope,
they're going to show it. Yep. Three marks it first down.
You know, middle school, I was taught when you're running to the outside, you always put the ball on the side of the end. Of the end line.
The far, yeah, the left.
Well, I think if Stockdale would have done that, he could have stiff-armed him and probably got another couple.
He used that other arm. He kept the ball on the right side. First down either way, Warhawks, 8:27 to go in the second quarter. Offset eye behind Richards. They're going to fake the handoff and pitch out to Stockdale.
Oh,
Stockdale's met and driven down. As Richards, I think Richards panicked a little bit on that one. He had the opportunity to cut back upfield. But
I think that was Sheehy that brought Stockdale down.
She here, number 83. I think it's Riley. I'm not even going to.
Nope.
Creechow? I think it was 83 that brought him down, but
Lotto's
close
82.
To six on the play. Going to bring up second 16. Ball spotted on the Warhawk 34-yard line. We're inside 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Trojans leading this one 7-0. Offset eye with Bortell in the slot. Wanders out.
Legend.
The pass, that's going to be there for Kohler. Intercepted.
Up
around the 30, the 40. He's going to come back near side. Got a couple guys to beat. He's going to run up the far sideline. Try and catch him, run him out of bounds. He's going to make it inside the 10.
Kirk Witt.
Flag comes in late on the play. There's a hanky on the field.
Kurt Witt's on the interception.
Witt's on the interception. Kohler was there, but the ball was thrown a little bit behind him, and Witt was able to pick it off.
Block in the back.
Illegal block by Pleasantville is going to bring it back, but he took that one all the way down inside the 10. Was brought down about the 8. But with the illegal block, spot fell on that. We're going to back him up 10 yards. But at any rate, the Trojans are going to get the ball back first and 10 on the interception off of Richards.
They're going to be on the 22?
Yeah, it looks closer to the 24.
Could be.
He calls it the 23. First and 10. Trojans taking over first and 10 after the interception with 7:29 to go the second quarter. Four receivers far side for the Trojans.
They're going to pass the near side. Nope.
Oh, man's caught. That's she. No, that's not she. That's number 83, Reach Out. They had four receivers on that far side. He stepped back, kind of a quick screen, Creechow. Creek Chow is what they're calling him here on the PA. That's going to be enough to give the first and goal to go. Got down to the 4, so picked up 19 on the play. First and goal to go for the Trojans. Adrian under center, two backs behind him in the eye. And it's going to be right side to Brock.
He got in.
Brock Busick gets in for 4 yards out. So just like that, the interception, two plays, and the Trojans go in for the score, puts them up 13-0 with 6:59 to go in the second quarter. Wadley in for the extra point. Adrian in the hold. Snap ball is down. Wadley, kick is up. Kick is no good as the kick flew a little wide left. So after the missed extra point with 6:59 to go in the second quarter, Trojans lead this one 13-0. They went two plays after the interception off of Richards. Two plays, 23 yards, puts us where we're at, 13-0.
You got all scores, Tommy?
Yes, I do. We got some scores. Winfield Mountain Union 8, Van Buren 14. Montezuma and BGM. Montezuma has 0 and BGM, the Bad News Bears, 13.
13-0, the BGM, number one team, state class A.
Tala Christian 14, Colfax Mango 0. Sigourney Kyoto 14, Cardinal Eldon 0.
Now, I'm glad you said Cardinals because we're going to keep up to date the Cardinals. Game number 6, leading that series 3-2. Gets the Dodgers. We'll keep you updated on that one here tonight as well.
Oh, come on. You know you want to see Don Mattingly win a ring.
No, I do not. He can win it. He can win it some other year.
He should have won it when he was playing.
That's right. Surely he had one as many years as Mattingly played.
Now he might have got one with the Yankees.
He could have been. He was there long enough. Of course, that was back when the Yankees weren't.
That was before Jeter.
Yeah, which has also been a long time ago.
13 years, 14.
Wadley back to kick. Fortell and Stoggill back. Good kick. Hitler takes it at the 10, make it up at the 15, the 20, the 25. Oh, shoestring tackle up to the 30. Got to mark him short of the 30. Warhawks going to take over first to 10, ball on the 29-yard line. Warhawk offense taking first and 10, 6:53 to go in the second quarter. Ball marked just short of the 30, first and 10, ball on the 29. Richards under center, offset eye behind him. It's Rutledge and Stoggill. Pitch is going to be near side to Stoggill. He's going to cut it upfield. Left the line of scrimmage and driven back for no gain. Going to give him, poor progress, no gain. Going to make it back to the line of scrimmage. The second 10 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter.
You know, Stockdale, he's got to put his head down and run, keep his legs moving.
Looks like he has some room to run here on the outside. Just wasn't able to get it by that time. The Trojan defense was able to come in. I'll tell you what, momentum, the Trojans have had it here the last about 10 or 15 minutes. Warhawks need to get something working. Offset eye, Bortel goes in motion, far side. Richard's going to roll out to pass. Ball's going to be deflected.
That's your favorite name to say now.
Riley Preachow, number 83. Guy in the backfield jumped up. Preachow doesn't look like too big of a guy, but he was able to get his hands up and deflect that ball by Richards. They're running up a 3rd and 10 for the Warhawks with 6:09 to go in the second quarter. As the Warhawks cheerleaders try to get these guys on offense fired up. Bortel in the slot, wanders far side. Offset eye behind Richards, and Bortel goes in motion. Richards takes the snap, goes out, steps up to make the throw. The throw's complete, up around the 40, dive forward to the 45.
Bortel
coming out of the backfield, man in motion.
He was wide open in that.
Wide open, he caught it at the 6 and was able to keep moving forward and pick up another 3-4 yards.
You know, I think if Richards would have got to him just a hair sooner, he could have probably got another 10.
Might have had some room to run by that time the defender came back to meeting. But at any rate, first down for the Warhawks, ball on the 44-yard line. With 6:01 to go here in the second quarter. Offset eye behind Richards. Pitch is going to be near side. Stockdale, he tries to get away, tries to reverse his field. He's going to be driven down in the backfield, brought down for a loss.
Loss of 8?
Got to mark him back to the 38, so a loss of 6 on the play. Bring up 2nd and 16.
I knew it was going to be one of those numbers.
Yep. Stockdale got near side and realized it wasn't much there. Tried to reverse his field back to the other side. By that time, the Trojan defense was there. 5:26 to go in the second quarter. 2nd and 16, ball spotted at the 39. They come to the ball quick. They'll fake the handoff to Bortel. Bortel met in the backfield.
Yeah, flag, probably a face mask.
Flags, yeah, flags all over.
Yeah,
the Trojan defense snuffed that one pretty quick as Bortel, the man in the slot, reversed, come back the other side, and took the pitch from Richards.
Personal foul, face mask.
So, what would have been a third and about 24, going to turn into the 1st and 10 for the Warhawks.
Ah,
with personal foul.
Is it an automatic first down?
Automatic first down on personal fouls, I believe. It's one of those, you know, as an offensive lineman, you don't.
Still second down.
Oh, so no automatic first down. It's going to bring us. They're going to replay 2nd down, so 2nd and 8. Ball spotted in the 40, just beyond the 45. We'll call it the 46 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel in the slot. Wanders far side. They're going to fake the pitch. Roll out. He's got Bortel coming to the sideline. Oh, just through the head of Bortel.
Right out of his reach of his outstretched arms.
Bortel had a step on the defender, but just beyond the reach. Bring up 3rd and 8. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 4:59 to go in the second quarter. Seems like up here on top of the bleachers, the wind keeps picking up.
Well, it doesn't help that we're standing up either.
Very true. We're standing up here, standing up outside of the press box.
So if anybody's got a blanket they want to bring up to us.
Take the handoff to Richards. Richards got Stockdale.
Defender
was able to knock it away.
That's knocked down by number 18. Now I got to pull up my paper.
Kurt Wicks. Wicks for the Trojans on the defense. I don't know. The ball looked like it was thrown just a little bit short of Stockdale. They faked the handoff, and Stockdale got out of the backfield. It was a good 15, 16 yards downfield. Bring up a 4th and 8 with 4:54 to go. Richards back to kick. Punt number 82. Wow, ball's dropped down inside the 20. He's driven down back to the 15, the 16.
Leibold,
82 Patrick Shee.
Leibold got back there and didn't let him get anything.
Leibold had a hold of his feet. Colton Davis was back there, too, for the Warhawks. So Shee let the ball go through his fingers. By the time he got it, it was back to the 15. The Leibold was there and wasn't going to let him go. Gives the Trojans a 1st and 10. They're going to spot the ball to 17. 1st and 10 with 4:41 to go in the second quarter. Trojans leading this one 13-0.
Legwell just came out. He's stretching, and he might probably with this cold weather, he's cramping up.
Cramping up a little bit. Ball near side. 2-3 receiver set for the Trojans. Pistol formation with two backs beside him, a back behind him. Man goes in motion out to the far side. They're going to hand off. Near side, he's going to be met. Good stop by the Warhawk defense. Gunner Sampson on the carry for the Trojans. Picked up about a yard. Going to bring up 2nd and 9.
Fawcett on the stop.
Fawcett in on the stop for the Warhawks. Holpeter in there, too.
There's quite a few of them there.
They sent that near side man in motion as they run that play a couple times. A little screen to the far side, but they handed off the up back Sampson. He was able to pick up the yard. Second nine, ball spotted on the 18 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Two receivers far side, two backs of the pistol formation for the Trojans. Now, step handoff's going to be the left side. Make it off left tackle, pick up about another yard and driven back.
Paul Peter and
Lampier, I think, was in there. Number 58, Lampier, out on the stop. The handoff was the Busick, Brock Busick in the handoff. Pick up a yard and a half, close to two. They're going to bring up a third and seven. Ball spotted right beyond the 20-yard line.
Third and seven.
3:27 to go in the second quarter. First half action on Friday Night Lights. Three receivers far side. Back to pass.
Get him.
And rolls out far side. Got nobody open. He's going to go for the – looks like he's going to be dragged down just short of the first down. They're going to mark him out of bounds right at the 25.
25, 26. Couple yards or 2 yards shy.
They're gonna mark him just shy of the 25. That's gonna bring up a fourth down for the Trojans.
You know, do you think they're gonna go for it or they're gonna punt?
I think deep in the territory, this is probably one they're gonna kick. We'll see what they line up. Bring up fourth and three with 3:10 to go. Man out of bounds stops the clock.
Hey, if you watch the punter, he's gonna wince when he kicks the ball.
It's gonna be hard. That's number 82. Sheehy back to punt. And we're back. Ray,
high kick.
Oh, lands about the 40. Takes a Trojan bounce, gets another 15 yards out of it.
About a 50-yard punt right there.
Yep. Ball rolls just down to the Warhawks 26. Well, the Warhawks will take over first and 10 with 3:01 to go in the second quarter. Change the balls out. Yeah, tonight I would not want to be kicking the football, Tommy. No way.
I've kicked a soccer ball in this type of weather, and it hurts. Especially, you know.
Especially if you catch it a little wrong. Yep. So offset eye behind Richards. Bortel the slot. Wanders out far side. Ball middle of the field.
Got
Wanders there. Through the hands of a diving Wanders.
A diving Wanders.
A wander diver. 2:57, incomplete pass, stops the clock. Second 10, ball spotted on the 26-yard line for North Mahaska.
Yeah, I remember in these Golden Knights playing soccer and go ahead the ball and you get knocked out.
I can believe that. Offset eye behind Richards, foretelling the slot, wanders far side. Got a handoff to Rutledge. Stockdale gets out in the lead block.
No gain.
Made it forward. No gain on the play.
Well, maybe half a yard.
Half a yard, if that. They're still going to call it third and 10 with 2:44 to go in the second quarter. So far, this second quarter has been all Trojans as the Trojans lead this with 13-0. It'd be nice to have the Warhawks get something right here before halftime. The Warhawks going to take a timeout and talk about this last series here. Check that two and a half minute offense drill. See, they can punch one in before the clock blows for halftime.
Yeah, BGM just went up a couple more touchdowns, 27-0 against over Montezuma.
27-0 BGM over Monty.
Sigourney Kyoto, 22 Cardinal, 0.
Want to remind you, this second quarter brought to you by American Cleaning, Jim Miller, Medi-Cap Pharmacy. They're in Opelousa, and Shaw Ivering. We'll thank them for sponsoring Friday Night Lights, AIIC. Any score on the Opelousa Pellet game yet? Or they just kicked off.
They just kicked off.
7:30 kickoff in that game.
That's the last home game, and, you know, that's one
senior night for that Opelousa team.
One thing after the senior night game, it's something to see. Hand in hand, all the seniors walk and end of the field one last time. It's something to see.
They got one more. I'm not sure who Oskaloosa's got next week because they've got one more game. They did spot this week that Oskaloosa team is going to make the playoffs, so they'll be hosting a home game on October 30th. I believe that's Saturday. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel comes in motion. Third and nine. Ball spot in the 27. Going to fake the handoff. Richards going to get away from the man. He's going to tuck and keep it. Going to reverse his field back up past the 30, close to the 35. Going to make it up to about the 36, call it the 37.
Yeah, I thought Richards was going to get...
Sorry, right at the 35.
I thought Richards was going to get a Kimura pulled on him.
That's going to bring up 4th and 4. And now the Trojans are going to take a timeout and talk about what's going on here. Check a few more scores for you, Tommy. I'm going to check and see if that Cardinal game has kicked off.
October 30th is a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'll look that up. Cause...
Well, I know. I think it's the next Saturday after the last football game, which is the 24th. Would it be the 31st or the 30th? Or maybe it is a Wednesday. I think you're right. I think it is a Wednesday. And Oskaloosa did secure a spot in that, and they will be playing a home game in the first round of the playoffs.
Pekin 42, Southeast Warren 0, first quarter.
First quarter now. We'll see that Southeast Warren team. Me and Tommy will be traveling down to Southeast Warren Liberty Center next week to bring you the last game of Friday Night Lights 2014 for the North Nebraska team. Bottom of the first, LA Dodgers 0. Cardinals up to bat. They're getting ready to bat as they go at game 6. 4th and 4, ball spotted at the 33-yard line, 2:04 to go. Richards back to kick. Richards gets the ball.
Oh.
Kick is up. Ooh, that looked like he caught a little bit. Got to catch the ball at the 40, make it up to 45, the 50, come near side. Flips an arm tackle up past midfield, down to the 40. Gee.
Leg pull. Getting up real slow.
Looks like he got that one all the way back to the 35. So 25-yard return for Sheehy. The Trojans are going to take over 1st and 10 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Ball spotted right at the 35. Ball on the near side of the field. I'll tell you, tonight's one of those nice times you start not feeling the ends of your fingers or ends of your toes when you're out in a pair of football pads and on the field. But a little bit of movement goes a long way.
Yeah, I just think Sunday it's supposed to be about like this in the morning.
Yep. Frost advisories here over the weekend. Adrian in the pistol, 2 receivers far side. He's going to roll out the pass left side. Got a man streaking across the field. Catch is made.
Bortel on the stop.
Patrick Sheehy. He makes it down inside the 25 to the 22. First down is going to stop the clock for the Trojans. As they pick up 13 on that first down play. 3 receivers set now for the Trojans. Going to be back to pass. Pass is going to be complete. He's going to try to make it to the outside. Not going to make it. Down inside the 15. Adrian's pass completes number 4, Fouch. Fouch is able to pick up 7 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd and 3. There's the Trojans, a little bit of a hurry up here with the clock running. Again, 3 receivers set. Adrian, single back behind him in the pistol. Handoff's going to be to the up back. Could be met at the line of scrimmage and drug down. Picked up about a yard. Leg bowled in on the stop. Colton Davis, freshman on that defensive line, able to pull him down. Going to be short of the first down. Going to bring up a 3rd and short for the Trojans. Clock continues to run. They stop the clock. 1:08. They're going to take a look and see if this is a first down or not.
That's not a first down.
It looks a little short, but that's clear across the field from where we're at right here. So the clock stops with 1:08 as they measure.
I got flash fires. I can run down there and back. You won't even notice me gone.
Ball marked about the 12-yard line.
Hopefully I can show them on Sunday.
But they're going to be just short. Yeah, Tommy's set to run a half marathon on Sunday. How much training have you put into this one, Tommy? How many days have you run this week?
This week, 0.
Zero. How many did you run last week?
0.
Okay. And Tommy is putting all of his time and effort into just running the half marathon on Sunday. 3 receivers set. Adrian under center. 3rd and short. They whistle. Adrian's going to keep it off right side. He got enough. He's still on his feet. Bump it down inside the 10. Oh, he has the ball stripped. Oh, Hopefeter gets up past line of scrimmage. He's going to go. He gets up to the 50, 45. Stays on his feet. Out of bounds.
Out of bounds about 30.
They're going to mark Hopeter out of bounds at the 35. As a scrum, Adrian kept moving his feet. Hopeter was able to pull the ball out. And Hopeter returned the ball a good 60, 65 yards. And he was just trying to keep his feet as he had one man to beat, and too bad that 35-yard line tripped him up. But
where Jimmy Hoff is at.
Under the 35-yard line. Great play by Folpeter. As the pack kept moving, Adrian still on his feet was moving. If Folpeter was able to pull the ball away, he took it from the 5, and Folpeter had about one man in the 35-yard line to beat. The 35-yard line got it.
I don't think the Trojan coach is too happy with that play.
He came out on the field and was discussing with one of his with one of the referees.
Now, where was the forward progress at?
Well, you know, you would think on something like that they were getting ready to blow the play dead, but the pile kept moving and he was still on his feet. So they let the play stand, and Folpeter comes up with a huge play for the Warhawks right here before halftime. They've got 48 seconds to try and get in from the 35-yard line.
I think it can be done.
I think it can. Folpeter, the senior leader on this defense, as you know, they've struggled all year, but one guy that just plays his heart out and leaves it all on the field. Four receivers set for Richards. Coghill beside him in the shotgun. Man goes in motion, three receivers far side. Richards going to tuck it and keep it.
Oh, he's got a loss.
He's not gonna make much. He's going to lose a yard on the play. And the Warhawks are going to take a timeout. They still have two remaining, so that leaves the Warhawks with one timeout remaining with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Trojans leading this one 13-0, but a huge play right here before halftime for Folpeter. As he stripped the ball on the 5, was able to jerk it out of the hands of the quarterback of the Trojans. Return it a good, 65 yards. You give me 65 yards on that one just about?
Yeah, I give him 65.
Plus a 65. See if the Warhawks can punch it in with 40 seconds to go. Probably see some more of this four receiver set and Richards back in the shotgun if I had to guess. Ball's middle of the field, four receivers set, and goes in motion, three receivers far sides. Richards with Stockdale beside him in the backfield. A little bit of a bubble screen to Stockdale. Stockdale cuts up past the 35, got inside the 30. He's going to be marked down about the 28. And with that, the Warhawks are going to take their last timeout with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. I'm sorry, the first half, second quarter. 30 seconds to go before halftime.
It's okay. I knew what you meant.
Going to leave him 3rd and 4. A little screenplay. Stockdale was able to pick up 8 yards. Or 7, I'm sorry. Able to pick up 7 for Stockdale. Warhawks come back out on the field. Ball's near side. The second quarter brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. And American Cleaning and Jim Miller, we thank all our sponsors for having us on. We have 4 receivers set here for the Warhawks. Going to keep it. Good touch to Stockdale. Stockdale going to make it up past 30. Down 25, down to 20, and he's driven down.
He got hit hard.
He did get hit hard, but forward progress gives him down to the 21-yard line.
Stop.
Going to stop the clock with 24. As Richards ran out right side, stop, pitched out to Stockdale. And Richard's going to spike it on first down.
You know, I kind of
left the clock.
A couple weeks ago against Deacon, they did that flea flicker.
Yep, scored right there in the second quarter. Wasn't really expecting that. Now may be the time to pull something like that out of the playbook and see if we can get on the board before halftime. With 20 seconds to go, the clock stops with the incomplete pass as Richard spiked it. Trojans leading this one 13-0. The Warhawks trying to get in before halftime. Ball far side of the field, 4 receivers set for Richards. Stockdale in the backfield behind him in the shotgun. Richards going to drop back to pass. He's going to roll near side. Try to throw across his body. He's got 4 guys in the end zone, and that ball's going to be picked off in the end zone.
Picked off by 88.
Number 88, Dylan Lauer for the Trojans. As Richards rolled out near side, didn't have anything, and just heaved it up, hoping somebody could come down with it. With 12 seconds to go, the Trojans are going to take over 1st and 10, ball on their own 20.
Yes, sir.
Lauer just took a knee in the end zone. Change of possession.
Second turnover. Well, each team's got 2 turnovers. 3.
I think three turnovers, and we've got a fumble for the Warhawks with two interceptions right now.
Yep.
So Adrian under center, looks like they're just going to take a knee and take this one into half.
Pella is up 14-0 over Oskaloosa right now.
14-0, that Pella team, I believe the number one team in that Class 3A in the state of Iowa. So with that, the clock's going to run out in this first half. The Warhawks will go into the locker room, trailing this one 13-0. Meantime, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back after halftime, review some of the scores of South Central Iowa. The second quarter was all Trojans as Pleasantville goes into halftime leading at 13-0. We'll be back about 15, 20 minutes. We'll bring you second half action of North Bass Warhawk football, week number 9, Friday Night Lights. North Bahaska Warhawks trailing this senior night.
You ruined my intro.
Oh, you said I was back. You should have plugged yours in first. You plugged
right.
That in first. You said I'm ready to go. I'm just going to stand here with nothing to say.
I know.
So, all right, I'll be back.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah,
I ruined it.
Bunch of whatever. Minute and a half to go before the start of the third quarter season, North Mahaska. Trailing this one 13-0 is that second quarter. We went in that second quarter tied at 0-0, and it was all Pleasantville.
Well, I got to say, we got a shout-out.
Oh, we do have a shout-out. Who you got a shout-out? Is it radio-appropriate or radio?
It is radio-appropriate, and it's to Kathy and Alvin Westerkamp.
Kathy and Alvin Westerkamp listening to us here tonight at KIIC.6, feed number 6. On your Thunderbolt app. We've been bringing you North Mass Warhawk football all year long. We started week 0 as that Belle Plaine team came to town. We were the only game in South Central Iowa at the time. And we are in week number 9, which sees the Warhawks looking for win number 3 on the season.
We got some scores. Pella 21, Oskaloosa 0.
21-0, Pella leading that game. Is Oskaloosa trying to win that district? That's the battle for that district in Class 3A.
Here's one for you. Southeast Warren 0. Pekin 62, second
Ooh.
Quarter.
Ooh.
We've seen a game like that before.
Second quarter sees Pekin leading that Southeast Warren team 62. Not even a halftime yet. Yeah, we have felt some of their pain as we'll travel. We'll be at Southeast Warren next week. Me and Touchdown Tommy will be on the road bringing you Friday Night Light football action. We will finish up the season here with the Warhawks.
Montezuma 0, the Bad News Bears of Brooklyn 27.
Is that when it's halftime or close to halftime?
Second quarter.
Second quarter.
They haven't told me a time on here.
Sure. Second quarter, BGM, number one team in the state, Class 1A, leading that game.
Can't go too far.
Can't go too far. I got a tether on me, but that's okay. I'm just trying to get down out of the wind just a little bit. We want to thank all our sponsors that help us stay on every Friday night. First of all, we want to thank KIIC, Thunder Country Radio, all the scores on station. After we get done here tonight, you can listen to the locker room show. That Albia team looks to win its ninth game, go 9-0 and stay unbeaten. But they'll be coming live from the White Buffalo there in Albia. In the studio, Jay Mill and the boys will be bringing all the scores till midnight tonight. Old Peter gets set to kick off the second half kick as the Trojans deferred to the second half. She and Busick back for the Trojans. And Mark's ball ready to go, and Old Peter's up. Left foot, kind of a line drive kick.
He's down right when he touched the ball.
Picked up at 23 with a knee on the ground, number 3, Sawyer Phillips. So get that one done, and Sawyer Phillips gives the Trojans 1st and 10. Ball spotted on the 23-yard line.
It's still a little breezy up here.
A little breezy up on the top of the bleachers here.
But the flag's not moving.
The flag's not moving, but we're at it is. We're at it is. This third quarter brought to you by Brian Seed Company, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, and Slumberland Furniture. Adrian under center. Handoff's going to be near side. He's going to be met in the backfield. As Stogna pulled the towel off of him.
It's not flag football.
Not flag football. He went to pull the flag. He got his towel instead. Stockdale and I believe Davis and Polpeter all on the stop for the Warhawks.
Yeah,
lots of two. for the Trojans going to be for the, bring up second 12 with 11:37 to go in the third quarter.
No, this is a good way to start the second half. Start, just keep pushing them back.
Yep. Defense come out, make a stop, give the offense a chance to get on the board. As it was all Trojans there in that second quarter. Scored all 13 of their points in that second quarter. Ball near side of the field. The Trojans traveling left to right as you face your radio. Four receivers far side, five receivers near side. Lots of receivers out there. We'll step back.
Oh.
They got a man open. Oh, a little throwback pass, and Sheehy's going to go all the way. It's a 79-yard pass play as the entire Warhawk defense bit on the backwards pass to the had four receivers on that far side of the field. The throwback, number 88, Dylan Lauer. And as Lauer got the ball, Sheehy was wide open down the middle of the field. Lauer aired it out, and that play went for 79 yards.
Richards came up, thought it was going to be a run on that far side, and
nothing doing as the Trojan offense caught that entire Warhawk defense off guard with that one. So with that, it shows the Trojans up 19-0 with 10:58 to go in the third quarter. 79-yard pass play for the Trojans. 79 yards and two plays for the score.
Wadle.
Kick is up and good.
Wadle on the kick. At halftime, he was sitting there kicking 40-yard field goals.
Watching him kick from the 30, the 35, and the 40. He bounced from the 35. He bounced one off the crossbar in the end, which would have counted. But
would have been out of bounds in soccer.
So yeah. Well, that was quick. We didn't have much time to tell you much about it. This third quarter brought to you by Brian Seed Company and Kelly Bryan. We want to thank Kelly Bryan and Brian Seed. They're your Syngenta Independent Seed Advisor, located in Oskaloosa, the distributor for the surrounding area. Full line of NK beans, Golden Harvest corn. For more information, call Kelly Bryan at 641-660-2251. And Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Hello, better.
Hello, better.
Hello.
Number 7, Wadley set to kick for the Trojans. Hibbler and Stogdale back inside their 15.
Nice kick.
Great kick by Wedley. Hibbler's going to get this one. Pick it up past the 20, the 25. He's trying to cut near side. He's going to be brought down just short of the 25. Going to mark him about the 23. That's going to give the Warhawks a first and 10. Ball marked at their own 23-yard line with 10:53 to go in the third quarter. Again, a big battle just down the road as Pella visiting Oskaloosa. And that game about 21-0, getting close to halftime. And it's all Pella in that game so far. Offset eye behind Richards. Rutledge and Stogdale and Bortel in the slot. Wanders far side as a receiver. And that's going to be far side to Stogdale. Stogdale's going to make it up past the 25. Going to mark him down at the 30. Pick up a 7. First and 7. Going to bring up a second short for the Warhawks. There's no room in the end for us here at the press box, so we are out in the bleachers with the crowd and steady light breeze. Offset eye behind Richards. And that's going to be up back Rutledge. Rutledge is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and falls forward. They're going to get forward progress up to about the 32. Pick up of 2 is going to bring up a 3rd and short for the Warhawks.
Hey, Wendell, next week, you want to bring my little space here?
Hopefully next week as we travel to Southeast Norman, we might have a press box to stand in. Tonight, temperature-wise, not bad, but a little bit of breeze does get to you. 3rd and a very short yard for the Warhawks. Offset eye behind Richards. Richards going to keep it, run left side. Ball forward and down at the 35. That's going to be enough for a first down.
And that's going to be a Warhawk first down.
First down for the Warhawks with 9:44 in the third quarter. It's a quick 79-yard two-play drive. A loss of 2 and then a 79-yard pass play from the Trojans. Added a touchdown on here in the third quarter. Warhawks still trying to get on the board tonight. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel in the slot. He goes in motion. Wanders far side as a receiver. Handoff's going to be right side to Stogdale. Stogdale's going to make it up the right side. Got some space. Good call. I like the way you call that, Tommy. Good call. I like that. He's going to pick up about 8 on the play. They're bringing up a second short. Second about, what do you call that, Tommy? Second and 2? Second 3.
Second and 2.5.
Second 2.5. We'll round it to 3. Pick up 7 on the play. So second 3 with 9:04 to go in the third quarter. See if the Trojans lead this one 20-0. Ball far side of the field. Two tight ends in for the, no, I take that back. And now it's going to be it back. Rutledge. Rutledge is going to be met at the line of scrimmage and stood up by 2/3 of the Trojan defense.
2/3?
They're going to give him about a yard on the play, so that's going to bring up a 3rd and 2. Ball marked on the 44. 3rd and 1, ball on the 44, just short of the 45.
Now, I've seen this quite a few times. I got to believe it's going to be Richards right up the middle.
Richards run right behind Legbold, his center. Offset eye, Bortel on the slot, wanders far side receiver. Handoff's going to be right side to Stockdale. He gets enough room into the second level, up past midfield and into Trojan territory. He's going to be brought down about the 47.
Took 3, maybe 4 Trojans just to bring him down.
As they needed a yard, and he got about 7 on the play into Trojan territory. That's going to give the Warhawks a 1st and 10, all spotted on the 47.
I think the guys in the press box are listening to this broadcast.
Let's have it. He repeating everything we said. We're calling it a little quicker than maybe what they can spot it. Bortel on the slot, far side, wanders, near side receiver. Offset eye, handoff's going to be Rutledge off the left side. He's going to make it up past the 45. Whole scrum, they're still pushing the pile down inside the 40.
Oh, wow.
Down past the 40 to the 30. And they just kept moving the pile.
16-yard gain by the Warhawks offense.
Rutledge had the entire offensive line helping him move. As he stayed upright, kept pumping his legs, and he picked up 17 yards. You know, Tommy, some plays like that, kind of what the Warhawks need to get motivated here.
Yeah, work together and just keep moving the ball around the field.
We saw that happen right before halftime. The Trojans tried to have Polpeter strip the ball and went about 65 yards the other way. The offset eye behind Richards now, 1st and 10. We'll tell him the slot. Oh. I think he talked one of his offensive linemen. As Richards got to the line with a hard count, and one of his offensive linemen jumped a little early. The procedural penalty on the Warhawks going to back him up 5, still 1st and 15. Ball spotted right at the 35-yard line. Maybe they should try that. Just get up in a bunch and everybody keep pushing.
Well, it works in rugby.
Very true. A little rugby scrum to see what you can get. Ball middle of the field. Warhawks struggle right to left. Handoff's going to be near side to Stockdale. He's met. Bounces it outside. Going to pick up 5, 10, 15, down to the 20-yard line. Falls forward to about the 19.
That's going to be close to first down.
I believe so. He got past the 20.
He got the first down.
Yep, going to give him a first down. So he had 1st and 15. He got 15 and a half. The Warhawks move the ball. Their first offensive series here in the second half with 6:52 to go in the third quarter. They are moving the ball. Like getting the end zone here, especially on senior night. These 6 seniors for the Warhawks don't want to go out on a shutout. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel on the slot. Wanders far side receiver. Ball's on the near side. They fake the handoff. Got a pitch outside the Stockdale. He tries to get away.
He got away.
On his feet. Picks up 5.
5 maybe.
Down to there. 15. He was caught about the line of scrimmage, able to keep his feet moving. Tell you what, that's one thing for Stockdale. He doesn't give up. Even when he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, keeps moving, keeps pumping his legs, picking up positive yardage. Pick up a 5 on the play. He's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Warhawks from the 14.
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Ball's far side of the field, 2 backs behind Richards. Wanders near side. The handoff's going to be left side to Stockdale. Stockdale's caught the line of scrimmage. He's going to be drugged back. He ran into the line. Wasn't anything there. They're going to lose about a yard. We'll see where they spot it. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. 3rd and 5. Ball spotted at the 15-yard line. 3rd and 5. I'll call it 3rd and 6. The fool will be on. He's going to have to get down to almost the 9 to pick up the first down. 3rd and 6. Ball spotted on the 15. Offset eye behind Richards. Pitches near side to Stockdale. He tries to get around, keeps his feet, pitches up past the 15, and he's drugged down by a host of Trojan defenders.
Back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no gain on the play. He's going to bring up a 4th and 5 as he ran it to the near side of the field. Warhawks going to huddle up, talk about this one. I think we haven't seen him kick. I don't think we've seen him kick a field goal yet this year. So they're going to go for it, 4th and 5. Big play for the Warhawks. Offset eye behind Richard. Bortel in the slot. Bortel goes in motion. Far side, they're going to roll out. Look for Bortel. Richard's going to around the right side. And he's going to go. He's going to pick up 5, close to 6. He's going to have enough for the first down, I believe. As he rolled out far side, he had Wanders and he had Bortel running a little kind of an out pattern. Yep, going to be enough for a first down. As on 4th and 5, Richard tucks it around the right side, able to get out of bounds and picks up the first down. And the Pleasantville coach isn't very happy about it. Pleasantville coach made his way all the way down to onto the field to talk to the official on that, let him know his feelings, but they're going to go ahead and motion for a first down. So first and goal to go just inside the 10. We're going to have 4 chances to punch it in from the 9-yard line.
And now three plays, 3 yards, you're in.
3 plays, yeah, if you could average 3, but a lot of offenses, if you could average 3 yards a play, they'd take that most of the time.
That's right.
I know I would.
I know the Hawkeyes would, too.
Yeah. Especially they're going to play at an Ohio State team.
Yeah, number 4.
Number 4. Offset eye behind Richards. And off's going to be the left side. Stoghill caught at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be drugged down. They're going to whistle this one. Stoghill makes it around the left side. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up a 2nd goal to go from just inside the 10. 4:18 to go in the 3rd quarter. Trojans leading this one 20-0. As we're coming to you from senior night here at North Mayaska High School, New Sharon, Iowa, Pleasantville Trojans, North Mayaska Warhawks. Richards under center, offset eye behind him. Bortel in the slot, wanders near side. They're going to fake the handoff. Richards on his feet into the 5, and Rogers in. But a flag comes in late.
Holding.
Oh,
offense.
Oh, no. Kohler was in behind the play. That wasn't even part of the play, I believe. As Richards just tucked it and ran it in, was able to make it in the left side, but the holding penalty is going to bring it back on the Warhawks. Flag was thrown right about the 5-yard line.
The Zebra says there's holding.
There's laundry on the field, as they say, on Saturday afternoons. I picked that up from Jeremy Jorgensen and the Husker fans. So
yeah.
Hanky on the field or there's laundry on the field is typical for those Cornhuskers, but there's other things you can say about the Cornhusker fans as well.
Yeah, usually there's cows on the field, too.
Cows on the field. So that with the penalty, you'll bring about 2nd goal to go from the 15. 4 receivers set for Richards. Pass is complete to Stockton on his feet at the 10. Down inside the 10, going to make it out.
About the 6.
Mark a 4 in progress. I'm sorry, that was inside the 15. Going to mark him out of bounds about the 12.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was 5 yards off on that.
Same here.
I guess we're both on the same page, even if we're wrong. So pick up a 3 on the play. He's going to bring up a 3rd and goal to go, ball from the 12-yard line. As Richards ran it in 2 plays ago, but with a holding penalty on Kohler, ball spotted back out to the 15. We've got 3:17 to go here in the 3rd quarter. As the Warhawks trying to get on the scoreboard. 4 receivers set. Richards in the shotgun. Bortel comes in motion to the near side. 3 receivers near side. And behind him.
Oh.
Ball thrown high over the top of Wanders. That's going to bring up a 4th down as Richards is being chased out of the pocket. He had 3 receivers near side. Wanders was the lone receiver on that far side, just not able to get it to him. Clock stops at 2:51 with the incomplete pass.
As the North Mayaska faithful starting to chant.
Start chanting, go Big Red. They'd like to see here on senior night, they'd like to see the Warhawks punch one in and get the points on the board.
For a second, I thought I was at a Nebraska game.
Well, wouldn't that be a shame? I came from Missouri country. We don't like the Huskers any more than the Hawkeyes do. Cirrus, that's going to be out.
Oh, no, got it. That's going to be that's longer.
As it was a backwards pass, the officials are going to talk about it. And it's good. Touchdown, Warhawks.
You know, Warhawks just gave them a little bit of their own medicine right there.
Wanders came in motion, backwards pass to Wanders. Or, I'm sorry, backwards pass to Bortel. Bortel stayed at the 15-yard line. Wanders was all alone in the end zone as the Warhawks score fourth and goal from their 12 from the 12-yard line. Puts the Trojans 20, Warhawks 6. The Warhawks going to line up and go for two. Great play to get the Warhawks on the board here on senior night. Offset eye behind, take the pitch to right side. Got a man out there.
Guys, we got some yellow thing on the field.
There's some laundry on the field. The ball falls incomplete on the try, but there's a couple flags. There's a hanky on the field.
Defensive holding.
We'll see what holding against the Trojans. So that's going to give the Warhawks another shot at this.
At the 1.5-yard line.
We'll split the half the distance and give him another try from the 1.5. I think for this one, you just line Richards up behind his center, Legbold, and let Legbold push him into the end zone. They've done that a couple times tonight and picked up positive yards.
I like to see him put Fullfeeder in there as a fullback.
Let him run over somebody.
Yeah.
Stack on three men in behind Richards. And now it's going to be the Stockhill with two lead blockers. They're going to mark it in. They're going to say he's down. They're where he picked him up. So they're going to mark the attempt incomplete. It looked like he had a couple guys pushing him in. Nope, they're going to whistle that one no good. A couple of officials talking. Okay, so they're clarifying it was the attempt was no good. It looks like where he finally ended up, we thought maybe he had made it in there.
That's what it looked like to me.
Looked like he only had to go a yard, but wasn't able to make it. But this third quarter brought to you by Ryan Seed Company. Ryan Seed, your Sagitt independent dealer. Boyd U.S. Cellular. Hello, Boyd U.S. Cellular. The company who puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop them at their four locations in Albia, Grinnell, Newton, and New Sharon today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better with Boyd U.S. Cellular. Slumberland Furniture, I'm going to tell you about their new sales going on here in just a minute. Fulpeter lines up the kick for the Warhawks. With 2:45 to go in the third quarter, Warhawks finally get on the board. But we're still trailing this Trojan team 20-6. Fulpeter lines up, kick Sheehy and Lee Busick back for him. Brock Busick and Sheehy. Line drive kick. Can be picked up by Sheehy about the 15, up at the 20 to 25, the 30. Big hole, but then drug down by Bortel. And Sheehy was able to take it up to the 40-yard line. And that's where the Trojans will take over first and 10 as the Trojan offense comes back onto the field. This third quarter also brought to you by Slumberland Furniture. When it comes to relaxation, nothing beats a plush reclining sofa. When it comes to saving more, nobody beats Slumberland Furniture. Shop now for the 55% off list on reclining sofas and chairs. I like a reclining sofa, Kylie.
So do I.
Plus more like bedrooms and mattresses, including Sealy, Posturepedic, and Beautyrest.
I think you should get one.
I think so. Adrian under center, eye formation behind him, receiver both sides. Handoff's got to be the up back. Off the right side, he bounces off. Versus his field, picks up five, close to six. I believe that's 31. I'm sorry, 33, Mac Moore. Mac Moore, the up back on that, was able to pick up six on the play. Did you call that six or five, Tommy?
I would call that four.
I'm going to give him five, so I bring up second five. Ball just beyond the 45-yard line. 2:06 to go in the third quarter. Adrian in the pistol formation, two backs, one to his side. Handoff's going to be the left side. He's going to bounce it out left side. He's got a lot of green. A lot of green. Fulpeter tries to track him down.
Fulpeter and Bortel on the stop.
Busick able to pick up a big chunk of yards as he was run out of bounds at the Warhawk 10-yard line. I'm sorry, just inside the 20. First and 10 for the Trojans. Big pickup for Busick on that one. He was able to bounce it to the outside, get beyond Legbold, and then it was just a rat race down the far sideline. They were able to finally run him out of bounds about the 17. First and 10 from the Warhawks 17-yard line for the Trojans. I formation behind Adrian. Receiver both sides. Handoff's going to the up back. I believe that's Mac Moore.
I believe you're correct.
Moore able to pick up two, maybe three. We'll call it two, down to about the 15-yard line. Going to bring up second and eight with a minute 37 to go in the third quarter. Trojans leading this one 20-6. The Warhawks were finally able to get on the border pretty late in the third quarter. Adrian comes out in the pistol set, blown back behind him. Receiver, man in the slot, looking to pass, got a man down the outside. Ball, juggling catch, and come down. Sheehy was able to complete the catch for a touchdown.
I don't know how they called that a touchdown. You know, there's no ref on the back line of the end zone.
Nobody watching that backside. He was able to come down with the ball.
You know, the refs were out of position on that.
Coach Jarrett on the sideline, very livid for the Warhawks.
Oh, I don't blame him. That was some bad.
Not sure who he's yelling at, but he's not very happy with what just transpired. At any rate, from the 15-yard line, the Trojans go up another touchdown, leading it 26-6, pending the extra point from Wedley. Snap, ball is down, kick is up.
That's good.
Kick is up and good.
Coach is walking out to the field to get some.
I don't know why, but they only have one official on that extra try. There was only an official on the near side of the goalpost.
It's been like that all game.
Has it? I thought we had two officials there. There's nobody watching that far side.
You're supposed to.
But we never did really get a complete motion, but they put it on the scoreboard. So with the extra point try, it puts the Trojans up 27-6 with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Coach Arrett is still out on the field pleading with the referee on that play.
Oh, I don't blame him. I'd be out there.
There's nobody checking to see if he was in bounds or not. They went ahead and gave the points to Pleasantville. So with that one, the Pleasantville Trojans lead this one 27-6. Wedley's going to line up to kick another one. He's had a lot of opportunities to kick so far tonight, Tommy.
Yes, he has.
Wadley. Not Wedley. Wadley.
He's had four opportunities.
Four plus the opening kickoff of the first half.
You know, the cold makes my brain kind of slow down.
Tommy's kind of like a cold-blooded animal. Wadley kicks that. Hibbler going to pitch this one back to Stockdale. Right on block for him. Good block. Stockdale's going to get out past the 30.
32.
Going to mark him down about the 32. I'm sorry, the 30. Yeah, 32. Going to give the Warhawks first and 10 ball on the 32-yard line. We're going to check some scores from around the area here. Using the Thunderbolts after the KIIC. 9 high school games on a Friday night. We'll bring them all to you. Stay tuned for the locker room show after we're done here tonight. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel on the slot. Waters far side. That's going to be a little bit of a reverse to Bortel. Bortel's going to cut across the field. Up past the 30, up past midfield. He's going to be drugged down in Trojan territory.
Montezuma 0, BGM Brooklyn 27, second quarter.
0. Bortel took the handoff, picked up about 20, made it down to the Trojan 47-yard line.
Oh.
A little trickery as a handoff to Rutledge, and then Rutledge caught Bortel cutting in from the slot in kind of a semi-reverse. Ball near side, Warhawks traveling right to left to Patriot Radio. Offset eye behind Richards. Bortel in the slot, handoff's going to be right side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it up past the 45. The 40 still moving. Drug down close to another first down.
About a foot shy.
Near side official, if they go with his spot, they're going to give him a first down, I think.
Yeah, that's a first down all day right there.
They're going to move it there. So pickup of 10 for Stockdale off the right side is going to give a first and 10 to the Warhawks. With 31.3 seconds to go in the third quarter, trailing this one 27-6.
You know, back-to-back scoring drives really help out this offense.
Help get a little momentum rolling. Offset eye behind Richards, ball middle of the field. Handoff's going to be the up-back Rutledge. Rutledge's going to go off the right tackle and fall forward for about a yard. He'll bring it up second 9. I think we'll probably run this next play in the fourth quarter as we're inside 15 seconds to go. Hawks going to run out on the third quarter for the Warhawks.
Gain of 2.
Gave him a yard and a half, call it 2 on the play. bring up second date. Do want to remind you this
third quarter
brought to you by Brian Seed Company, Kelly Bryan, Boyd U.S. Cellular, and Slumberland Furniture, Relax and Shop, Big Reclining Salem, more at Slumberland Furniture. See hours, directions, and more at slumberland.com. As always, I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent out of Oskaloosa. And Touchdown Tommy, we're bringing you Friday Night Light action from the North Mayasco Warhawk football games all season long. We're week number 9.
Cold, New Sharon, Iowa.
A balmy about 42 degrees.
Is it 42?
So far.
I'll have to check.
But this fourth quarter is going to be brought to you by Community First Credit Union, Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa, East Market and Grocery, your hometown locally owned grocery store here in New Sharon, Cargill in New Sharon, a Proline Building Company. Building greens is what Proline does. Let them help realize your Proline needs.
Yes, 45 degrees.
45 degrees. You got to check a couple more scores for us, Tommy. What's going on around South Central Iowa? Check and see what the Cardinals and Dodgers
the who?
Are doing so far. Cardinals and Dodgers. You knew what I was going to say.
Go Seattle.
St. Louis scores twice in the bottom of the third. Got two runners on with two outs. The Cardinals. Nigel takes it off the right side.
To the 11-yard line.
Down to the 12-yard line. It was on second and 8. He runs off right side and gets the ball down inside the Warhawk, or down around the Trojan 10-yard line. First and 10, ball on the 12. 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter. First play of the fourth quarter, and Stigler takes it for about 20.
Fella Christian, 45. Colfax Mango, 0.
0.
Sugar to Kyoto, 28. Cardinal Eldon, 0.
Offset eye handoffs to Stockdale off the left side. He's going to drag three defenders with him, pick up about a yard, maybe two.
And that's about the only score changes right now.
Picks up two, bring up second and 8. If it's 7, I'm going to say 8. Second and 8 ball on the 11-yard line.
Hey, we can still get first down.
I'm sorry. Second and 7 ball on the 10. 11-18 to go in the fourth quarter. What do you got, Tommy?
I forget.
Offset eye behind Richards. We'll tell him the slot. They're going to fake the handoff.
Option.
Richards is going to tuck this one, keep it himself. He's going to fall backwards down inside the 10, close to the 6. They're going to mark it down around the 6, maybe 7-yard line. Second 7, that's going to bring up third and right at about third and less than a yard for the Warhawks.
That ball should be on the 4-yard line. Or.
No, we're inside the 10 there.
Yeah, we're on the 1.
I don't think. Is it 1?
That's the 1.
Say stood up. We're going to see where he goes. They're going to mark him just shy. But enough to get a first down. Yeah, third and one. Third and 1, he picked up about a yard and a half. We're having a first and goal to go. Yeah, we were down about the 5.
Oh, we got
Davis. Looks like Colton Davis down on the near side of the field as the training staff's going to go attend to Davis.
Yep, Colton Davis. Oh, you were.
Bottom of the third, Cardinals up 2-0, bases loaded with two outs. The 10:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Davis got the coaches and the training staff out to check on it.
Albia 55, I-35, 0.
Albia looking to go unbeaten.
They have a good chance. PCM Monroe, 7. Davis County, 13. Bondurant Farrar, 14. Gilbert, 6. I don't think Central Lee, 0. Louisa Muscatine, 27. They got some Eastern scores here.
Getting over in your territory, your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Davis makes it up, but he's having help getting off the sideline, dragging that right leg.
Some reason
any weight on it.
Some reason I like this score better for the Pleasantville North Mahaska game. Pleasantville 2, North Mahaska 6.
Interesting. I'm just looking at the scoreboard. That's not right.
Pella 21, Oskaloosa 0.
21-0 still in that game. Battle for that district in the 3A, Class 3A. So.
Southeast Warren 0, Pekin 62.
Pekin beating up on that Southeast Warren team. We'll see next week as we travel Southeast Warren.
Montezuma 0,
Brooklyn, 34.
34-0, BGM over that Monty team. Richards under center, first and goal to go from the one. He's going to go ahead and keep it himself. Not going to make it. He was met and turned back. So second goal to go with 10:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks. Warhawks. wherever they're debating, calling plays with one of the Warhawk coaches. So apparently they don't take to suggestion from what we have to say. Richard's going to keep this one again and push forward.
Hey, he should be
in. I think he made it in on that one on the second attempt.
I think he fumbled it.
Yeah, there we go. Near side official is going to make the motion. Touchdown, Warhawk. As he was originally stopped, was able to spin out to the near side and able to get in for the score. And with that score, for the Warhawks, 12, Trojans 27, still in this game with 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Line up for two more.
I said it once before, I kind of like to see Paul Peter run it in.
I'd like to see him run over a couple of the defensive line for the Trojans. Don't look like anybody I'd be wanting to run over.
No.
Forrest intercept here on the two-point try. Richards in the backfield. Stockdale to his right. They're going to go ahead and keep it. Pitch up Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be stood up. Falls forward.
Hey.
In for the score. Two-point conversion good for the Warhawks.
They got it right this time.
got it that time. As Richards rolled out near side, caught the pitch back to Stockdale. Stockdale met the defender, was able to get enough to fall forward into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So with the two-point conversion, she's the Warhawks still trailing this one 27-14. But with 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter, not out of it. Still got a lot of football left. As we've seen this Trojan team.
They cut the deficit in half.
This Trojan team, it only takes a couple plays to get it in. Again, this fourth quarter is sponsored by Community First Credit Union and Your Voice. Your Voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. It's there to help young adults answer questions about student loans, budgeting. Your Voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, Community First Credit Union, c1styourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA.
Montezuma 0, Brooklyn 41.
41-0 in the third quarter of that game. Looks like BGM's going to run away with the district. And with the Pekin team beating that Monty team last week, Pekin and BGM, as long as they went out, is going to be the two of the teams headed to the playoffs through for this district number 6. Polpeter in the kick. Left leg, line drive kick to Sheehy. Sheehy's going to pick it up at the 25, 30. Pick it up past the 35, cut across the field. Run up past the, going to be stopped and brought down just short of midfield. Great play by Bortel. Good open field tackle to pull him down. A good return by Sheehy and the Trojans. Going to give them first and 10 up around midfield. 9:34 to go in the fourth quarter. So the Cardinals pull four runs out of the bottom of that third inning. Cardinals lead at 4-0, top of the fourth. Man in motion, handoff to Busick.
We got some Hankies on the field.
Mac Moore, the up back, took the handoff to the right side and pulled down the line of scrimmage. So they whistle this one dead as a procedural penalty on the Trojans, going to push them back to first and 15 with 9:27 to go in the fourth quarter. We need some stuff to start falling our way, Tommy. We need this Warhawks to get the ball back. There's still time on the clock, and they've shown we can score. This Pleasantville team is beatable.
Yes, they are. I think they should have the same record as North Mahaska.
Yeah, the two wins each for these two teams here tonight. Penalty pushes them back. First and 15, 9:20 to go. They whistle the clock ready for play. Pleasantville comes to the line. Adrian in the pistol formation, single back behind him, three receiver set. He's going to roll out near side. He's going to cut it back up, and he's met by the Warhawk defense. Paul Peters in there. Hibbler's in there. Leg bulls around there.
A lot of people are in there.
A lot of red on the stop there for the Warhawks. Second long for the Trojans.
Second 13.
Good call, Tommy.
Yeah, it kind of helps the scoreboard keeping up.
You just said you're not even guessing him. That's cheating. That's cheating.
Hey, at least I'm being honest.
Second 13 for the Trojans, 8:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Adrian in the pistol, single back behind him, three receiver set. Man goes in motion. Adrian back to pass. He's got a man deep.
Oh,
down by Kohler. Great
play by Kohler.
Play by Kohler, turned his head around, able to get his hand up, knocked the ball incomplete. That's going to bring up a third and long for the Trojans. It's the Warhawks. Warhawks need to stop him here on third down, get the ball back.
Hey, it's third and 13.
Third and 13. Saves it with a chicken. You don't get positive yards for an incomplete pass. Helps the Warhawks, because with the clock stoppage, they can get the ball back. Get pistol set. Now three receivers near side. Pitch is going to be right side. Oh, he's going to step a tackle, get knocked down out of bounds, make it up to the Warhawks 40-yard line.
That's enough for a first, unfortunately.
It's number 21, Brock Pusick. If he took the pitch near side, third and 13, he got about 14.5 on the play. He's going to give a first and 10. Fresh set of downs for the Trojans. Big third down play for the Warhawks. Not able to come up with the stop. Clock continues to run. We're inside 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball near side of the field. Receiver each side for the Trojans. Two backs behind Adrian. That's Moore and Busick. And he takes the snap. Handoff's going to be left side to Busick. He follows his lead blocker. He's met the line of scrimmage and driven back.
Oh, yeah, Dumont, Polpeter, Fortell. And
made it around the pile, fell forward for about two.
And Legbold and who else? Anybody
you
else?
Say, you same two-thirds of the defense.
Colton Davis.
Davis was down here on the sideline earlier.
Yeah, he still is.
He's still down here. So Davis wasn't out there. We
not Lampier. It was Lampier.
Lampier was in there. Yeah, 58. Not 51. So second and 8 for the Trojans. 7:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawk defense needs to step up and get a stop, get the ball back, give their offense a chance to get back on the board. Adrian under center, eye formation behind him. Warren Busick, receiver near side. Handoff's going to be right side to Busick. Busick gets the tackle. They're able to cut back across. And Hibbler was able to hold on to his shoelaces, drug down to the 30-yard line. If that's going to be enough for a Trojan first down, he's on second and 8. He got 8 plus about a foot and a half. Down inside the Warhawks 30-yard line. First and 10 Trojans with 6:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Cardinals scored 4 runs on Kershaw tonight. He can hold those. Be the third World Series in the last 10 years.
Ball near with Al Pujols.
Yeah. Ball near side of the field. High formation. Handoff's going to be up back. That's going to be Moore. Moore met by the defense. Makes it forward. Close to 3. Kept his legs moving. Moved the pile. Moore picks up about 3. We've seen that happen a couple of times tonight with good results. Good results for both teams. Most notably, Polpeter pulled the ball out of that pile, taking it 65 yards right before halftime. But the Warhawks unable to capitalize before half. Went into half with no score on the board. Trojans lead this one 27-14 with 5:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball spotted at 27, second and 7 to go for the Trojans.
Get him.
Adrian in the pistol with single back. That's Pusick behind him. Moore in the slot. Pitch it out right side to Busick. Busick's chased by Hibbler. Cuts, tries to reverse, makes it back up, about the line of scrimmage, and he's met by the most of the Warhawk defense. I don't know about all, but the ones I saw were in there. We'll push it and shove it in the pile. The official in the middle of that line comes out.
It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct on one of the two teams.
Trojans pushing one of their guys back toward the huddle. We're going to see what comes. It looks like the referees are addressing both teams. Personal foul, yet unsportsmanlike against the Trojans. So on second and 7, Warhawks come up with a stop and then the personal foul penalty late. And I would think that was after the play, so I don't think they get to count the down. We'll see how they mark it, but that should be third down because that was after the play was over.
That should be third down. Now it's
the referee's making a motion third down.
Second and 22?
It's going to be third down.
Or third and 22.
Third and 22.
Is that right? 15 plus 7 is
third 22. The personal foul occurred after the ball was dead. So the down counts, 15-yard penalty on the Trojans, pushed it back. Third and 22 with 5:05 to go. Big stop for the Warhawks here if they can come down with it. Three receiver set. Adrian in the pistol with Houston behind him. Take the handoff rollout. Leg bolt. Tried to drag it down.
Incomplete pass. Incomplete.
Leg bolt Dumont.
Leg bolt just made him run around, and Dumont was coming up.
Dumont was coming up trying to catch him. He was able to let the ball go, but the ball falls incomplete. That bring up fourth and 25, so the Warhawks are going to get the ball back with just inside 5 minutes to go. The Warhawks can make things interesting with a quick score. They're going to stop the clock. Equipment, Adrian lost his shoe on the play.
Equipment malfunction.
Wasn't a malfunction. It just got pulled off by Dumont. And Dumont was going for him. And
come on, Adrian. Play like shoeless Joe Jackson.
You break your foot kicking the ball tonight. It's way too cold. 4:52 to go. The clock stops as Adrian gets his shoe back on.
They got the kicker out there?
Sheehy back to kick. Sheehy back to kick. North Mahaska's got nobody deep. They're going to go ahead and just let him kick this ball.
High
snap. Adrian comes down and tries to kick it over to the far side. Wow. He just about kicked it over the track on that far sideline. They're going to mark the ball out of bounds. He keeps walking. 29-yard line. So North Mahaska is going to take over first and 10. Ball under 29. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Still got a chance. As the Warhawks have proven we can score on this Trojan defense. But we're going to have to score quick and get the ball back because this still is a two-score game for the Warhawks. Ball far side of the field. Warhawks traveling left to right as you face your radio. Wanders near side. The lone receiver, Wortel in the slot. Rutledge and Stogdill behind Richards. Offset eye. Handoff's going to be near side to Stogdill. Stogdill's
got
kind of the field. Gets some room. Going to make it up close to another first down.
He's right even with the...
They marked him down right about the 38.5 or so. Not quite the 39. We're looking across the field. This is right directly in front of us. They're going to
whistle
it dead. They're going to whistle it dead. They're going to go to the measure. While they measure, we want to thank those bringing you the fourth quarter, Maple Ridge for the Maple Ridge Assisted Living, and Memory Care in Oskaloosa. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. Maple Ridge in Oskaloosa, we have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in your care. That of your loved one with around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance the assistance will be there when you need it.
Second and 8 inches to go.
So they measured it a little short on first down, but second and short. This will be a good shot down the field. There again, we're playing around with the North Miami. Did we take a poll to see what we were going to run here? No.
Direct snap.
No. Direct. Rich is going to take this one up past the 40, still on his feet, up past the 45. Flag in on the play. Richards was able to keep it, pick up about 7 on the play, but the flag came from the official on the far side. We'll see what they're going to call here. Looking like he's motioning for a hold.
He's motioning for quite a few things. No flag.
Wave it off. Referee pulls his out, going to wave off the penalty. No penalty on the play. So second about 8 inches. They pick up 7. Warhawks first and 10. Ball on the 45-yard line. Still got a shot with 4:27 to go in the fourth quarter. But we need to get the ball down there and in the end zone, boys. First and 10. Ball spotted just beyond the 45-yard line. Ball middle of the field. Offset eye behind Richard. Wortel in the slot. Wanders near side. Come back. Going to run it down. Oh! Interception by Sheehy. Sheehy was able to go up, come down with down around the 30-yard line. He had Wanders down that far sideline, but the ball a little underthrown. And Sheehy just made a heck of a catch. Sheehy was able to get up, get that ball right in front of Wanderers here on the near sideline. So the Trojans on the interception. Trojans going to take over first and 10. Ball spotted on their own 30-yard line with 4:13 to go in the fourth quarter. That's starting to thin out just a little bit as we're late in the fourth quarter of this one. Adrian under center, two backs behind him. Handoff's going to be to Busick around right side. Busick's met by Stogdill. Pulled down, gain of about one. And the Warhawks are going to take a timeout.
Hey, I got something for you, Wendell.
What do you got?
I got a final score.
What's the final score?
Montezuma 0, Brooklyn 41. Final.
So running clock in the second half of that one. BGM taking that one 41-0. That game already over. I got one for you. Going into the bottom of the fourth, Cardinals still up 4-0. Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers looking to get that series tonight.
I still say go Seattle.
Go Seattle. Seattle's got a chance in the NFC, but not in the MLB.
Who? The Crankies?
The Yankees have been in the offseason for 3 weeks. The $240 million payroll still didn't work out for them this year. That's right. That's right. Cardinals looking to add 12. Number 12. So.
Yeah.
4:08 to go back on the field. Adrian in the pistol, receiver both sides, single back behind him. That's Busick. He's going to pitch right side. They're going to pitch back to Sheehy. Sheehy's got Fortell in his face as he tries to run around the far side. He makes it around the right side. Fall down close to the 40. Good mark, and we'll see where they spot this. It looks like it'd be just enough for the first down.
You know, I don't like these diving tackles, letting the guy run, and you just throw your body at him. That's how a lot of the injuries happen in college and pros.
He needed 9 yards for the first down. Sheehy ran about 60 yards on that play, but was able to pick up 9 east to west. So first down for the Trojans with 3:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Trojans leading this one 27-14. Ball's on the far side of the field. Trojans traveling right to left as you face the radio. Adrian under center. Busick and Moore behind him stacked in the eye. Receiver both sides. Adrian, the handoff to the end back Moore. Moore runs off right side. He's drug down after a gain of about 5. Holpe to run on the stop.
Oh.
Second 5 for the Trojans as we get down inside 3 minutes to go. The Trojans are going to slow this one down and take all the time they want on the play clock. I don't think it warmed up any at all.
No, it cooled off.
Here, Tommy.
Sitting here looking at the future forecast.
High formation in behind Adrian. Receiver both sides. Moore and Busick. Handoff's going to be the up back Moore. Moore runs off right side. Picks up 3, close to 4. That's going to bring up a third down for the Trojans. Warhawks going to take a timeout. Warhawks going to take a timeout. Looks like Eric's going to run two of his younger guys out on the field with 2:29 to go in this one. Trojans leading it 27-14. Fourth quarter also brought to you by East Market Grocery here in New Sharon. East Market Grocery is your hometown locally owned grocery store. They have a full meat and deli department, substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, a fire menu, eat, all for your convenience. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 3. Cargill and New Sharon, they have all your fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. You carry corn and seed, beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, Stein. For more information, call 637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill and New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications. I think we're beyond pre-fall. We are in fall.
I think we're in winter.
All those out there harvesting here this week, if you're listening to us, we appreciate what you do. We appreciate you tuning in on a Friday night. High formation behind Adrian. Busick and Moore. Looks like come up on a hard count. Third and short, try to hard count and get the Warhawks off.
Timeout.
And the Trojans call a timeout. We'll talk about this one again.
Yeah, because, you know, I would say it proudly. ANF. America needs farmers.
We do need farmers. We thank all of them for their hard work and what they do.
Cardinals scored yet?
Bottom of four. Cardinals still up 4-0. Two outs. Holiday up to bat.
Matt Holiday or Ryan Holiday?
Matt Holiday. Who's Ryan Holiday?
I don't know.
4-0-0. Who's winning the Bears? We're here in New Sharon, Iowa, North Mayaska High School, and right now the Pleasantville Trojans are leading it 27-14 with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we kind of wish we were down in Florida or Texas.
Warhawks dial up a little. Looks like a little bit of a jailbreak. Everybody on the line of scrimmage. The Trojans are going to try and run it off right side, giving forward progress.
That's
the first down, third and short.
They're going to give him the first down.
Yeah, Adrian was under center, ran it off the right side of his center, enough to get a first down as the Warhawks brought everybody up on the line of scrimmage. Kind of knew that one was getting ready to happen. So with that first and 10, 2:18 to go in the fourth quarter, that gives the Trojans just about enough time to just run the clock out on this one.
Yep.
Back in the huddle to lead the play clock. They're content to take this one home 27-14. We're inside 2 minutes to go. High formation behind Adrian. Two receiver set, receiver both sides. Adrian takes a snap, handoff to the left side of Busick. Busick runs up, picks up 5, 6, 4.
He's 7.
Picks up 7, going to bring up second and 3 as we get down to about a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter.
Still great sportsmanship by both these teams. Volpeter and Legvold on the stop.
Volpeter's always in on the stop. He's just around the ball all the time.
And I think he's got a tracking device on that ball.
He finds it. Second 3. Scoreboard says 4, but that's 3 in my book. Second 3. Minute 12 to go. Adrian under center. High formation. Both receiver both sides of the field. Ball far side of the field. Adrian hands off to the near side to Busick. Busick's met at the line of scrimmage and brought down for no gain. Hut that in on the stop. Warhawks going to take a timeout.
Oh, 57.9 seconds left.
We're inside a minute to go. Third and they gave him about a yard, so third and 2.5. We'll call it 3.
We're inside 58 seconds.
Just barely. Just barely. Week number 9, that big moon gets up in the sky. We're in full harvest right now. Week number 9 of Friday Night Lights on KIIC. You're listening to Touchdown Tommy and the good neighbor agent Wendell, State Farm in Oskaloosa. Stop in the office and see us. Let us know how we're doing. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what week can we get better. But we have really enjoyed bringing you all the North Mayaska Warhawk football here this year.
Oh, it's been a blast this year.
It's been a lot of fun. Got a lot of young guys on this North Mayaska team that are going to be bringing the tradition back to North Mayaska Warhawk football. We've still got one more. We'll be at Southeast Warren next week. We'll be bringing you week number 10, last game for these 6 seniors on this Warhawk team. Stack the line of scrimmage for the Warhawks. Adrian under center, I formation. Dan goes in motion. They try and hard count, draw them off sides.
And then they're going to call a timeout.
Doesn't work, so the Trojans are going to call a timeout. Again, no time runs off the clock because it had stopped on the timeout. Top of 5, Cardinals still leading at 4-0.
And that was a strike.
We'll get back we'll get back in time to see part of that game here tonight. But as they talk it over there, I want to thank some more of the people helping make all of this possible. We've had a lot of... You know what? That was my next one. Proline Building Company here out of New Sharon. Building dreams is what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dream with a Proline building. New building construction is on your to-do list. Don't wait any longer. Time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, doing the job right the first time. Visit your website, iowadreambuilder.com. today and book your dream today.
Oh, no.
Stanley takes this one on third and short down the right side. Pleasantville's going to take it all the way in for the score. So for third and 2 with 49 seconds to go, Pleasantville takes it all of 41 yards in for the score. going to make it 33-14 Pleasantville Trojans over the Warhawks. We thought Pleasantville was just all right with running this one out. Instead, they take it 41 yards to the house with less than a minute to go. Wedley in for the Wadley in for the extra point attempt. Ball down. Wadley's kick is up. The kick is good.
How can they tell if it's good when they stand in the
middle? I think we're running with one low. We're missing an official right now. So look around. We've got the referee, and we've only got three officials. Generally, there's a officiating crew of five, including the referee. And we're only running with four, so I'm not sure what happened to that extra official. But
got ammonia.
Could be. Could be.
There's one, two, three, four black hats.
The referee is five. Should be a crew of six, I believe. With 49 seconds to go, Pleasantville is going to kick this one off to the Warhawks. It was on a third and two from the 41-yard line. Ran a sweep across that far side. Busick was able to take it down that far sideline and in for the score. Wadley out to kick for the sixth time tonight.
Yep, seventh.
Something like that. Stogdell and Hibbler back to receive. Wadley with a line drive kick. Taken by Polpeter. Polpeter up the left side. Going to make it up past the 50, past midfield, down the far sideline. Polpeter drug out of bounds. As he's drug out of bounds inside the Trojan 40. Good return by Polpeter. The two biggest plays we've had so far tonight have been
Polpeter.
On Polpeter.
Well, I don't know. You can call that a touchdown pass. That was pretty good.
That's true. That's true. But normally, Polpeter's on the other side of the ball. He's not.
That's true.
Not on the offensive. So.
So, player of the game.
I think I give it to Polpeter.
I would too.
Thanks to Polpeter. So that's gonna get the Warhawks first and 10. Ball inside their 45. Inside the Trojan 45. The 44. 39.6 to go. Trojans lead this one 34-14. Warhawks run another offensive lineman on the field. We got Colton Davis is down here on the sideline. He's been sidelined since early in the third quarter. That first scoring drive we had in the third quarter, and he's been out since then. 39.6 to go.
False start.
Delay a game on the offense. So first and 10, back in our first and 15 with 37.7 to go. After a good return by Polpeter, backs him up five, puts him back close to midfield. First and 15, ball on the 49-yard line, the Trojan 49. Four receiver set for the Warhawks. Single back Stogdill, the shotgun with Richards. Richards takes the snap, drops back. Stogdill in on the screen. Stogdill's going to pick up close to 10, run out of bounds inside the 40, down about the 30.
Gain a seven on the play.
Gain a seven on the play. It's going to bring up a second and
42.
I think he picked up 10 because that was first and 15. He's only got five. Rich is going to spike the ball on second down to stop the clock.
15.6 seconds.
I thought he got out of bounds on the play.
I thought so too.
They said he was down in bounds, kept the clock running, and Richard spikes the ball to stop with 15.6 to go.
Well, I guess that's why we're on the radio, and that's down there on the field.
Very true. That's why we get paid what we get paid.
We do it
for the love of the game.
That's right.
The love of the game. Four receiver set again for Richard. Stockhill beside him in the shotgun. Gage Simmons comes in motion. Kind of a
weird
snap to Richards. Richards finds Stockhill again here on the near sideline. He's going to cut it upfield. Pick up 5-10, make it down inside the 30, down to the 29.
That should.
They'll stop the clock with 5.7 to go. Stop the clock with the first down. they're gonna spot the ball just inside the 30. Richards is gonna spike at the stop with 3.9 to go.
I think we're gonna go for the end zone on this play.
Give it one last shot here on senior night. See the Trojans lead the Warhawks 34-14. Senior night not imminent is the way these Warhawks see the six Warhawk seniors wanted it to.
Do the fumble rooski.
hook and ladder.
Fumble rooski. Yeah. Fumble rooski.
Where to go? Richardson.
High
snap. Four receivers back.
Intercept.
Ball. This one's going to be intercepted.
And that'll do it.
Ball intercepted by Macmore down inside the 15. As Richards just kind of running for his life, threw that one up. So. Final score here from North Mahaska High School. He's Pleasantville. The Trojans walk away with a victory tonight, their third victory on the season. Pleasantville 34, North Mahaska 14. Next week we'll be bringing you week number 10, the last week of this 2013 season. The Warhawks travel to Southeast Warren. He and Touchdown Tommy will be coming live for about 6:45. We'll be bringing you all the action week number 10. North Mahaska Warhawk football on Friday Night Lights, KIIC. My name is Wendell. We thank you for listening in. We thank you for all our sponsors keeping us on the air. We look forward to bringing it to you next week. So have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.